Live is ABC News crime and terrorism expert Brad Garrett. And Brad, we're talking about the Patriot Act here. Kind of remind us what the Patriot Act, is all about.
Well, the part that's most controversial for a number of people is the collection of telephone records. Now, when I say that, that's basically not the call at all, but that you called location, you called from your house, from your cell phone, to another number, and you were on the phone for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. That's what's captured. And then so when they start to look at links between bad guys and this country, for example, they look at who has talked to whom. But, you know, all they can do is basically link those telephone numbers. That's the big controversy. And there's going to be an issue, I will tell you, if that part of the Patriot Act disappears.
If they pass this compromise, the Freedom Act, which allows them to have access to phone data but a restricted amount of phone data, how does law enforcement feel about that?
Well, law enforcement and the prosecutors are not going to like that either because of the time delay. What people don't understand is if you can't readily plug into the records, if you have to go, for example, to Verizon, to Yahoo, to whomever, and ask for the records, it can now take maybe a number of days before you can actually get access to it. The concern is they won't be able to head off an attack because they can't make the links. Now, you know, is that a big deal? It potentially can be, but the government's problem is they are not articulating how successful this thing has been. I think mainly because it's so classified. So it sort of works against them. It's like, well, wait a minute, you want all this, but what has it really done?
Brad, as far as Sunday night comes, when the Patriot Act expires, does the entire thing expire, or was it just the phone collections aspect of the Patriot Act that disappears at that time?
Well, the Patriot Act has to be, they have to renew it in some form or fashion. So I don't know, that's a good question as to does it collapse all the other authorities? I think the short answer is no. The biggest one is this area on phone collection that is driving people, you know, I think like Senator Paul, to fight against it being reinstated.
I'm thinking about the way that we felt a need for these kinds of what some would call intrusions into our privacy immediately after 9/11 that justified the collection of this data. Do you feel, Brad, like these kinds of intrusions that justify the collections of the data are still present today?
Well, I actually think, Amanda, they are more critical today than they were after 9/11. And the reason why is the following. That when you incorporate ISIS, other components of Al-Qaeda, components of some extremist groups, domestic extremist groups within the country, we have a much bigger problem on our hands domestically than we did after 9/11. So the idea that you want to take it away now actually is, in my view, more critical than it was perhaps 10 years ago.
Very interesting. We always appreciate speaking with you, Brad. Thank you so much. That's ABC News crime and terrorism expert Brad Garrett on the debate over extending the Patriot Act that basically rages on in Congress, and that deadline is now ticking. Sunday night, I guess, 11:59, midnight Sunday night. Is when at least part or most or all of the Patriot Act is going to come to an end.
Isn't